And let's get to Giles Bickford.
Thank you, Corin. Looking first at house prices, and the pace of growth in house prices picked up a shade as lack of supply underpins prices. Quotable values rolling 3-month average house price index to the end of September, 3.6% rise. That compares with August's 3.3%. The annual growth rate slightly lower, they're at 26.3%, and the national average house price now $977,000. Spokesperson for QV, Simon Peterson, says price growth has picked up in Christchurch, which was losing its tag as an affordable city. It's now an 8% jump in prices, crossing the $700,000 mark for the first time, with only Queenstown Lakes seeing stronger growth.
Christchurch is normally sort of the poster child for being a major city in New Zealand with somewhat affordable first home prices. But we might be seeing an end to that. We suspect that people may be fleeing other centres and kind of discovering a new life in Christchurch.
Well, the government's financial books for the past year are out tomorrow, and they're set to show a much smaller than expected budget deficit, a stronger tax take, and debt below forecast. Of course, the government's already snaffled the improvement in the finances and put that towards the COVID support measures. One refrain that's often heard amongst commentators and some former politicians has been the amount of debt that's been racked up, although in May it was around 31% of the value of the economy, below forecast. New Zealand's national debt sits well below most developed economies, and Kiwibank's chief economist Jared Kerr says it's not necessarily the amount, but what you use it for.
Of course, what we're using the debt for is important, but if we're using the debt for infrastructure and building a larger, stronger, faster economy for tomorrow, then we've got ourselves a larger, stronger tax base for tomorrow. So I'm not too worried about infrastructure spending at all. It's when money is used frivolously that you should get worried, and I don't think we have that problem.
Let's have a look at the markets now. Wall Street modestly lower, slightly weaker than expected jobs numbers, but not affecting expectations. The Federal Reserve will start tightening policy this year. Dow Jones fractionally lower. The S&P 500 was down 0.2% and the NASDAQ 0.5% down. The local top 50 index 18-point fall on Friday. The New Zealand dollar trading at 69.3 US cents, 94.9 Australian, 50.9 British pence, 0.599 euro, 77.9 Japanese yen, and 4.47 yuan. Brent crude oil gained 40 cents, $82.40 US a barrel. It gained 4% last week. Expect that to show up on pump prices here soon. And gold up a dollar at $1,757 US dollars an ounce. Quick look at what's on this week's business agenda. As we've already mentioned, government accounts tomorrow. Bound to be another housing market report or two. Stats NZ has electronic card transactions, food prices, migration and travel numbers. NZ has its trucker meter, and we'll have the latest look at the manufacturing sector as well. And on the corporate front, it's quiet, but we'll keep an eye out for any progress on that 2 degrees Orcon merger that's being mooted.